好，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛 ，everyone。
还有法师呢，哈。这个中峰禅师啊，应该讲说是信心明啊，由中峰禅师啊来等于是他评论吧，哈、啊，叫做辟跟解是吧？反正就是，这个是信心明是三祖啊所造的嘛，那一般人就会去解释它啊，就是从义理上的解释。那中峰禅师会把一般人啊，就一般的从义理解释的，然后到体验的。从义理解释去看信心明跟体验的看信心明，还有包括师父的在实践啊过程当中怎么用信心明，大概我看到的至少是三种。那我们上次已经讲一堂课嘛，还有两堂，那我希望对中峰明本禅师他是怎么看待的啊。有一个大架构的的一个等于是说明哦。
So, we are explaining the faith of mind, this inscription, which is written by the third patriarch. And the explanation that we are trying to understand is provided by Chan Master Zhongfeng Mingben. So, and then he actually tried to provide three kinds of explanations. First is understanding. So that's, you know, how people normally understand from the words. And then he provides his own experiences. And then he further explained how when you actually practice and what are the difficulties and then how you overcome those. So overall, he provides three aspects of explanation. First is to understand the words, and then from his own experience. And third is from the practice. And then he set up this this general frame, and then he will go under the frame and then provides his own view on this inscription.
那因为禅师在描述开悟的境界，或是开悟的这个事实啊，他们用了不同的名称啊，像这边是讲自道啊，那师父可能就讲智慧心啊，那有时候我们讲说见性，那刚刚讲说是莲基禅师讲无畏真人啊。
So there are different words that were used by different Chan masters to describe their own enlightenment experience. So here, this Chan master is using the word the way, or how to practice the way. And Shifu used the word wisdom more often. Or there are other words, for example, seeing the true nature, or the true person that's not abiding anywhere.
那为什么要用这么多名称啊？应该是不是祖师刻意去什么他去弄个名称，而是他用不同的名称的时候，他要指出就是我们的等于是不能讲说悟尽啊，有些人会讲悟尽啊，就是说说我们现在是用佛性或是觉性，那他是想要去什么去厘清啊、这个比如这个佛性那跟我们的众生它是什么关系啊、
So how come there are so many names used to describe the same thing? The reason is it's not because those chime masters wanted to create those names. Those names are used to point out not really the Enlightenment experience, but those chime masters use these names mostly to clarify the relationship between Buddha nature and sentient beings.
那对，比如说对，我讲个例子，比如说我们本身都要体验这个茶杯好了啊。我已经看到这个茶杯了，那对西方人来讲就 cup 嘛，那么对中国人来讲是什么？我讲茶杯或是碟杯啊，甚至我讲什么，想要讲这是回啊，你讲什么，其实我们大家都知道是同个东西，可是对众生来讲，那就他就哇，就不傻傻的，就搞不清楚他在讲什么了。看到的人，体验到的人，你讲他什么，大家都知道你在讲什么。可是要把那些人啊，没有看到的人，你要抓来，哦，那可能就什么，你要用很多的名称。
So for example, when you take this cup, and I see it, you see it, no matter what name you gave it.You can call it a cup. In Chinese, we call it a 茶杯. And no matter what name you give it, we know, we both see it. We know you're talking about this cup. But for people who have not seen this cup, which are sentient beings, and they don't know what you're talking about, so you use different names, descriptions, and trying to grab their attention and then to allow them to actually see the cup themselves.
那还有很多，比如说我要讲个例子啊，比如说假如佛性啊，其实佛性并不是一个地方啊，就是我们要等于是要体验的那一个佛性并不是一个地方，那但是我还是用比喻啊，比如说我是台湾来的嘛，讲就是比如说要去台湾啊，那你可以什么坐飞机，可以坐船，甚至你也可以什么，就是用什么，用太空船还是什么，更快的啊。你可以用不同的方式，那众生要看众生的什么，众生他到底他是他能够，譬如说他有没有钱搭飞机，他有没有钱这个什么，这个坐船，搞不好他就要用游泳的。
So, I'll give you an analogy now. We are trying to, experience Buddha nature. Buddha nature is not some place we're trying to go, but this is the analogy I'm using. So, for example, you want to go to Taiwan from America, and then you can take the airplane, or you can take the boat, take a ship, different kinds of transportation. But then, for some people, they may not have enough money to take an airplane.They might just have to swim. So then the chime master will explain in a different way.
譬如说我们刚开始来学打坐啊，师傅也不告诉你什么佛心啊那一盘啊，就告诉你就什么怎么盘腿啊，怎么把姿势做好，然后体验呼吸。有妄念你就不要跟着去拉回来，对不对？很具体，对不对？可是这个跟我们最终的目标有没有关系？有，但是什么？等于是你要去什么马等，结果他告诉你说你现在往外走，那就看到 Corona Avenue， 搞不好就是 Corona Avenue 而已，但是很具体。可是跟马等还差什么18000里哦。
So, for example, when you first came to learn about Dharma, when you first came here, and Shifu taught you how to meditate, and you first learn how to sit and different proper postures, and you experience your breath, and when you have wandering thoughts, come back to your method, etc., etc. So let me ask you, does this really have anything to do with our ultimate goal, which is experience Buddha nature? So when you first came here, he didn't talk about the self nature of mind. He didn't really talk about Buddha nature. But all the beginning preparation is related to your final destination, because it is like you are trying to go to Massachusetts, but then I give you a very concrete instructions. First, you have to walk out of Corona Street. And then you can follow this instruction. But these instructions are still very far, far away from your destination, which is, you know, Massachusetts.
然后我们就讲就是南传的啊，他说你怎么修啊，那到时候会到涅槃啊，会进入涅槃，涅槃假设是我们的目标，那他就告诉你什么要修戒定慧。到最后我说我们就问他涅槃是什么，他就说贪嗔痴的永断，贪心嗔心痴心的永断，他不告诉你涅槃是什么。
And for example, if for people who cultivate the Theravada school and they teach you how to, you know, actually reach Nirvana, and then you cultivate upholding precept, concentration, and wisdom. And then when you ask them, okay, what exactly is Nirvana? And they don't tell you. They just say that just means greed, hatred, and ignorance is completely ceased forever. But then you keep asking, what exactly is Nirvana? They don't really tell you.
啊、事实上就是涅槃、啊、就是佛性、啊、我们现在的佛性，那 我会特意去描述佛性，因为佛性就当下你都有着。
Yeah, so for me, I like to explain what Buddha nature is. And Buddha nature is exactly Nirvana, but you can experience Buddha nature right at this moment.
那今天我们这个谁在跟我讲说那个这个无畏真人跟衣服啊，他就哦这个比喻他就今天还跟我、哦、互动了好几分钟才搞清楚什么叫做无畏真人啊，那、啊、什么叫做衣服啊。
So today someone asked me a question about theWhat the costume means, and what do you mean by the non-abiding true person? So I spent several minutes, and he finally understood what I mean by changing costumes and by non-abiding true person.
那在这边信心名里面也会讲到，其实他是用智道上就是佛性，那他会形容佛性有哪些特质。
And in the Faith in Mind inscription, actually, he used the word, the way. And actually, that points out the same thing, which is the Buddha nature.
那比较后面会讲到说，它是没有什么，没有时空，没有时间空间，是一念万年。
And later on, he talked about what this exactly the way is. There's no time, no space, and...One thought can last in 10,000 years.
那可能很多很关键就是他没有自他，自他自己跟他人。
And you can say at that stage there's no self and there's no others.
那这一些其实都在讲这个什么，我们这个佛性的一些特质。但是那个如果是刚才说南传的，他叫什么？贪嗔痴的永断，哦，那可能讲说它不在哪，它不是一个东西，反正你搞了半天，跟你好像什么，好像是一个概念而已。
So they use these different words to describe the characteristics of the way or You can say nirvana or Buddha nature. And when you ask someone who practices in the Theravada school, they can't really tell you, and it seems like they just provide you an abstract concept that you can't really grasp or experience.
那禅宗特别喜欢用佛性啊、哦，那用佛性，那有时候我讲说，他比如说叫人人本具啊，每个人都有的啊，个个不无啊。
And in China, we like to talk about what Buddha nature is because you can experience it. And they say that all people have this, and there's none of you who does not have Buddha nature here.
啊、有些人就觉得说我有吗，那我就告诉他你现在正在问的那个能力、哦啊、昨天那个讲说那哑巴 他有吗、哦、那个哑巴不会讲话嘛、啊、每个菩萨就讲说哑巴只是舌头坏掉，他那个讲话的能力是没有消失的。
And then I told them everyone has this Buddha natureAnd then someone asked me, do I have it? And then I told him, you know, the ability that allows you to speak right now is your Buddha nature. And then someone responded, what about a mute who cannot speak? And then I told them, it's only because your the organ or your tongue or something is not working properly. But the ability that allows you to speak is still there.
那我也碰到人说你那种思考的能力讲话的能力就他马上问在哪里，我说你那个讲话的能力都在哪里。
And then I told them the ability that allows you to think and to do anything, that's your Buddha nature. And then they asked me where. So that, and then I told them the ability that allows you to think right nowAnd they kept asking me where.
有时候我就问说，你们正在听的那个能，或是让你能够听，让你能够微笑，好，让你能够记忆，能够录影啊、哦。我们本身会录影录音嘛，啊、哦，那你能够思考啊。哦能够发脾气，我说这一个是不是同一个东西？很多人可能就请问这个是不是同一个东西？让你能够思考，能够记忆计算，然后让你就跳起来，然后让你生气，让你微笑的那个是不是同一个东西？可能很多人我不晓得了，你们觉得这个是不是同一个东西？
So let me ask you, the ability that allows you to hear, to smile, to remember, to record your memories, to think, and even to get angry, that ability that allows you to do all these, are they all the same thing coming from the same source?
怎么没中进？哎，我们讲的话听不懂是吧？
Do you think that it's the same thing, that whatever enables you to do all these, is it coming from the same place?
不是 same place, 是不是同一个东西?
Is it the same thing?
S, 只有几个人是 S, 其他人还在在思考。
As an English speaker, I just want to say, any human activity can be said to come from the same place. It makes sense to say that in English because they're human beings, they're doing things, right? And they have millions of different things you can do. You can think about things, you can think about things in other ways, you can actually...take physical actions, you know, all this stuff. And all of that, I think, could be said to come from Buddha nature, the way that we've been talking about Buddha nature. So, yeah, they sort of come from the same place. But when you say from the same place, you don't mean from the same physical place. Like there's some machine up in my sock drawer that's doing all these things. No, it's not like that's not what it means. It's just a way of talking about human activities, whatever they are. And, you know, that would be thinking as well as, you know, physical actions and so on. All the things that human beings are doing, all the changes that happen in human beings as they go through their day, they all come from Buddha nature, I think, is maybe what's being asserted here.
就他说，就是所有人类的活动，他觉得应该都是从佛性产生出来的。但是他说不是有一个，他说他好像不是有一个地方这样子。Yeah, so yeah, you're right. So, but there's not like a place, you know, that.Goes to Buddha nature or Buddha nature goes.
好，可以。现在假设你第一个能认同，就是你能够不是认同啊，根本就是一个事实。你这一个你就是我那一种看啊、听啊、想啊，然后生气啊，乃至死，然后死掉啊，能够感知死掉了啊，能够再投胎啊，这个是同一个东西。那假设你可以借着这个语言发觉就是有那个东西来，那接下来我们就要指出你有那种东西，那开悟人也有这种东西，那你为什么体验不到？
So if you can accept this fact, it is a fact, whether if you accept it or not, butIf you know what I'm talking about, so the ability that allows you to do all activities, including being, passing away and being aware that you passed away and then going to samsara and be reborn, all that, there's an ability, that's there allowing you to do all of these. And we're using language.To describe it, but you know there's such a thing. And you have it, the patriarchs have it, but how come we cannot experience it like the patriarchs?
所以现在就是譬如说我讲话对不对，比如说我骂你们啊，当然我是用我的佛性啊产生骂人的声音，对不对？那你们也是用佛性，对不对？我是用佛性，也用佛性听到骂人的声音，然后你是不是也是用佛性认为法师在骂人？我想肯定是这样子的。但是你有没有想到，你是把声音当成法师，这个也是佛性的功能啊，但你有没有想到？
So, for example, now, let's say I'm yelling at you. I use my Buddha nature to generate this sound and yell at you. And then you use your Buddha nature to hear me. And then you would think, you generate this thought, okay, 法师 is yelling at me right now. But then have you ever thought about that, you took the sound of yelling as 法师? Have you ever, you know, discovered that?Thought.
这个你能够懂哦，就说你用佛性把声音当成别人，当成你啊、哦。其实我刚才有个比喻嘛，就是那个什么，他们用个比喻，像说不要用什么，用这个无畏真人跟衣服啊、哦，他们用那个什么。用泥土就是什么粘土做成各种形状嘛，那可以做成这种可能形状，可是粘土的比喻，因为粘土怎么做成各种形状，粘土可不可以变成声音，没办法啊，所以只要用这个什么，连这个什么不会真人跟衣服也没办法，因为我们的佛性可以产生声音，就相当于什么 我用一个比喻，就是海水可以产生声音的波浪。
So then we don't really know we make the mistake, of taking the sound as the self and as others. We keep using our Buddha nature and treat the sound as the self and others. Some people told me maybe the analogy of, clay and make it into different shape. It's a better analogy to describe the relationship between Buddha nature and phenomena, instead of using the non-abiding true person. However, when you use the clay to describe, you know, Buddha nature, you can only, describe the aspect of, making into a form. The clay can be made into different shapes, but then the clay cannot generate sounds. But Buddha nature can, actually, generate different sound. And that's the aspect, of, the lacking limitation of analogy.Or you can say, use the analogy of waves and ocean. So the ocean can generate, different waves and, including sound is a type of wave.
所以就是一定要把你眼前就是你当下的经验，那我用文字来描述。那你这个文字对得上以后，那再看说我们跟祖师或是开悟的人的哪个地方的差别。
So we have to use language or words to describe our current, situation or our current experience. And then by discerning, you know, your situation, you can tell the differences between, your own and the patriarchs.
现在可能接下来就是一个是先懂佛性，另外就是佛性假设是比喻为海水，现在就要来讲说海水会呈现所有的波浪嘛，那个波浪就相当于现在我们所看到听到想到闻到录影到的这些东西。
So first, you have to understand the concept of Buddha nature. And then when I talk about, analogies, for example, oceans and wave, the ocean can generate all kinds of wave. And then you can, follow, those language.
那我们现在就一样来讲啊。我现在用另外一个名称啊。哦，跳来跳去也没办法哈。我们的那个佛性啊，可以比喻叫做莲土，做成种种东西啊。那我们现在用现前的叫做我们的佛性，就像一面镜子，能够反映，能够呈现所有的种种的色相。
So we will go through each analogies. So clay can be made into different shapes.But now I'm going to use the analogy of mirror. So the Buddha nature is like a mirror. It reflects, everything that's, out there. So, and then it just truly, reflects whatever is present.
那这边啊，这是我们的经验啊。我们这边是不是每个人都感知到所有的色相，对不对？所有的声相，对不对？当然，那个大海是没有声相的，大海只有色相的波浪啊，没有声相的波浪。可我们的佛性是可以什么反映色相、声相，还有各种。你自己一个是自己的我们叫触觉相，还有我们的想法，对不对？这些都是相，我们叫做什么色声香味触法，是不是我们的佛性可以感知这一些？
So, now we talk about the experience, And for Shifu, he can be aware of all forms that are present. He can be aware of all different kind of physical forms and sound forms. And that's the function of a Buddha nature. And for the ocean, when you use the analogy of Buddha nature, you can only use the ocean and the wave to represent the forms, but you can't really describe the sound aspect of Buddha nature, because Buddha nature can actually reflect everything, including sound and form, and then your thoughts, the contact, sensations, and all that. So we call it the sound, sorry, form, sound, smell, taste, contact, and your memory.
应该是每个人都可以反应，而是感知嘛，哈、哦，感知就是你现在你在你当下，透过眼睛看到，透过耳朵听到的，啊，透过意识，反正就是透过六根感知到的东西。但是我们会去分别啊，分别某个声音跟色相是别人，会不会分别？等于相当于你是把分别那个波浪，你是分别波浪哦，你不是分别佛性哦，为自他有没有
？So and we can say everyone is able to be aware of all the phenomena, and so you use your six faculties, and then you can actually come into contact with those six different dusts.And you can be aware of sound, forms, and touch, and all that. But then the difference between, us and the enlightened beings is that we, through all these different waves, these phenomenons, we differentiate these sounds come from other people, and then these are mine. So we make a separation of the self and others. What we're doing is we're separating the waves.
现在就是这马上一个问题来了、我们看到的、听到的是色相、跟声音相，请问色相跟声音相是不是人还是波浪？
So let me ask you, you can hear all the sounds and you see the physical forms of people. Let me ask you, are those sounds and formsAre they real people or are they waves?
好，那现在我站起来哈，这个这边有声音的波浪，色相的波浪，对不对？那你说这是波浪吗？这里面有几个哈，就是这个波浪是你的，还是不是别人的
？And let me ask you a question. When I stand up.You see the form, you hear the sound, you call, these are waves. And let me ask you, all these waves, the forms and the sounds you perceive, do they belong to others or do they belong to you?
啊，都有，好，可以。
Someone say both.
好，那我们现在再举个例子哈。你等一下离开以后，那这些会录影嘛，对不对？这些会录影，对不对？我们这些你会录影嘛，音就不要录了啊。那你在回想的时候，那一个记忆所呈现的东西是谁的
？So okay, if you say both, let me ask you further. When you go home after this lecture, and then you have made a recording of all these images in your head, so those become your memories.And then you remember, you know, what's happening here. When you went home, are those images yours or others?
不用闻风，等下你走出去的话，就回想又就可以看到说，当你在浮出这些种种的色相声音的时候，请问你会不会觉得那是你的？
You don't even need to get home to know that. So if after you step out of the door and you...Recall the memory of what's happened here in this room. Those images, are they yours or do they belong to other people?
有没有发觉？你现在当场你没有办法看到啊，但是你离开以后，你在回想的时候，你会觉得你录影的摄像跟声像就好啊。你会想到这些通通是你录的吗？还是里面有一个法师讲的还不错，还是法师讲的不好？
So when you, after you leave this place and you recall your memory, and do you actually, would ever think about this, you know, have this thought, oh, all these are just, you know, they, those images, those memories belong to me. Or you have this, you think instead, oh, 法师 talk, this talk was so-so, or this talk was good. Which one?
所以这个里面就是在记忆里面啊，你记忆在浮出来的时候，你到底你是说这里面就是记忆，记忆里面有法师啊，我们讲有法师，有翻译者，有张三李四，但都是我的，还是说我把它当成有张三有李四，这个是我可以什么改变的知见。
So when you treat your memories, you recall back what's happened here, and then there are two options. So first, you think about, oh, in my memory, there's this image of the Dharma master, there's the image of the translator, but all of these belong to me, they're mine. That's your choice. Or you can make this other choice.You take all the forms and your memory as real, as the self. Which one? You can change your view and actually make different choices.
这是大家的经验，你肯定会录影，对不对？啊，录影在浮出来的时候，你到底有没有想到这里面有两种选择？其实我们大部分人是什么？录影在放出来的时候，你肯定会分什么？分张三李四，分自他，对不对？可是有没有可能根本就是这全部是你的东西，或者你根本就是错误的？这个你有没有认知？我想应该对一般人来讲，应该没有听过这种课，肯定就认为什么里面有我有别人，对不对
？So we all can, you know, make a recording and then store in our memory.And when the memories appear to you, you have two choices. And normally when the memories appear, we naturally, you know, differentiate this is mine, that is the other person, so and so. But we don't realize that all the memories are yours. And that is a mistake, an erroneous view. So if you have never heard of this right view before, then probably you would just follow this, you know, erroneous view.
Isn't it true in the Heart Sutra, they say all five skandhas are empty? And everything you've been talking about can be categorized in the five skandhas, all those things. So if the Heart Sutra is correct,the proper attitude for us to be taking about all of these things is that they are shunyata. Now, of course, it's not easy for a lot of people to understand what shunyata means, right? But but you can say, you know, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, they're all, for one thing, they exist for in a certain sense. You know, if I'm having a memory of something that I did yesterday,It doesn't, you know, it would just be foolishness to say, oh, I'm not having that memory. I am having it. But it goes away. You know, it's not there all the time. And, you know, of course, with memories, you know, a couple of years from now, I might have forgotten totally, right? But I think if you understand this idea that all five skandhas, and that is your whole experience as a human being, can be categorized in the five skandhas,All of that is shunyata. Now, shunyata does not mean it's totally non-existent, that there's nothing there ever. It doesn't mean that. You know, our lives are, you know, we go through the world and we remember things, we see things, we have all these experiences. Now, are they completely erroneous? And no. I mean, but they are impermanent. They are shunyata. So don't get, you shouldn't get attached to them. And that's my understanding.
他说《心经》里讲的无蕴皆空嘛，然后所以说但是他知道他能够理解说这些都是无常的，他们只是暂时存在的，就是我们不要去执着他那些无蕴，但是他好像是说不应该讲说他们是这个是错误的知见，就是这些无蕴从来没有他说他们是存在过的。
这里面就讲得很好，首先就是无蕴皆空，他们叫顺亚达，就是顺漏多，我们中文分成顺漏多，一般都分成空性，空性就是佛性，空性假设你不用佛性对你来讲是空的，没有，空性就是佛性，人家要相信这个，这书到处会讲，就是你那个见闻觉知的能力，见闻觉知的能力，但是它什么都不是，什么都不是，空为一物，叫做我给它名称叫做空性。但是它有见闻觉知能力，强调它见闻觉知能力叫做佛性。禅宗比较喜欢用佛性，禅宗很少用空性。
So yes, you're right. Sunyata is exactly the same as Buddha nature, and Buddha nature describes the ability. Of the sunyata that has the ability to be aware, to see, to do all kinds of things. But the Buddha nature, from the other aspect, if you want to explain sunyata, it doesn't have anything. So Buddha nature, there's nothing in it. So that's from another angle to explain Buddha nature. But in Chan, we prefer to use the word Buddha nature instead of sunyata, because we emphasize the functions of Buddha nature.
然后这里面其实里面就谈到什么，这些种种的现象是无常的，对不对？禅宗不用这种方式，禅宗不用这些什么语言啊，什么这是无常的，禅宗会讲说这个东西是你的什么妙用，你是你的心性的功能，就是什么？我这个，假如莲土是，假如海水，然后莲土，它什么都不是，它可以产生什么？剪刀石头布，就你可以换来换去，那换来换去这个，因为它会消失，所以叫做什么无常？反正不用这种方式，它就它的妙用。
So, yes, you can describe the phenomena are.Impermanent. But in Chan, we don't often talk about the impermanence. Instead, we like to say all the phenomena are the functions, the wondrous functions of the mind. We like to emphasize the functions of the mind. And just like the ocean is not anything, so that describes the aspect of sunyata. But the ocean can produce all kinds of waves, and so is your Buddha nature.
好，再一个，因为它是空的，它是无常的，不要执着它。请问你的执着是什么意思？
So when you say this is emptiness, sunyata, and it's impermanent, and we don't be attached to the five skandhas,So what do you mean by not attach?
By non-attached, I guess I'm meaning we don't lose track of the fact that these things are in fact impermanent. So...You know, when a person becomes attached in a certain way to any phenomenon, you know, you see a beautiful car sitting on the side of the road and you think, boy, I'd love that car, and you might be tempted to get in and steal the car even. But Buddhism teaches that that's very foolish, very foolish thing to do, because the car, you're thinking the car is more than it is, you know, because it's what you're really responding to is just your own sensory experience of looking at it, and then how that affects your emotions and so on. And, you know, you shouldn't get too attached to these things. You know, when the Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara recognized that all five skandhas are empty, he transcended all suffering. That's what the Heart Sutra says. The Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara is not going to steal somebody's car unless he has a really good reason to. Like if he has to steal a car in order to save the lives of 10 people, well, okay, go ahead and steal the car, but then bring it back, right? You know what I'm saying. But he, so, no.
他基本上是说，无运是无常的，所以呢，你如果说把执着无运是一件很就是很傻的事情，像你看到一个很好的车，你会想要，如果说你想说啊，这个车太好了，我想要把它偷回家，那就是一个很傻的事情，因为你看到车，然后只是你一个感官上的知觉，让你觉得很想要拥有它，但是菩萨是不会做这种事情。
所以我想东方人对执着就是什么，要放下，放不下，要执着。什么叫放不下？因为执着啊，这是东方人，西方也没有好到哪里去啊。执着不是说你喜欢漂亮的，你喜欢他，不是。是我这一个色相，你认为是人，这个是最重要的是什么？你认为有我、有你、有他，不是那个漂亮不漂亮那一个的。你认为身体是你，这就是执着，这很难懂哦。
So, we also, the Chinese speakers, we also have the same kind of thinking of. What attachment means. When you talk about, you ask us what attachment means, we say because we are attached to it because we can't let go of it. But it seems like people generally have that kind of mistake. We feel something is very pretty and we are attached to it. We can't let go of it. But that's not what attachment really means. What attachment really means is that you took the form as the real person. You think there's the self, there's others, and you take the body as the self. That is a real attachment.
我再讲一遍好了哈。先不要，先我再没有，我先讲一下啊。你讲，我先讲一下。我们会不会觉得这是我？这是我。你会不会觉得这是我？那我讲话的声音就是我，会不会
？So, let me ask you, don't you think this is me? And the sound I'm making is also me? Do you feel this way?
啊，因为这一定要厘清，因为执着了好久，就还不知道执着什么。
Yeah, it's very important to clarify. By me. Yeah, of course. The ordinary perceptions that we all have as we go through the world. I mean, some people have mental disabilities and so on, so that they don't receive these signals that we all receive in the same way. And so they're, you know, it's a little different for them. But all of them, you know, we go through our lives and we are trained in order to say, well, I need something to eat now. I'm hungry. And so we see some food and we go and we get it. And that's all perfectly okay as long as you're not harming anybody else. But, you know, the biggest mistake we make is we overstate the importance of these things. You know, we think that it is permanent when it isn't. You know, and so This is, you know, the Bodhisattva of Avalokiteshvara, that's what he saw. Right?
So what he was saying is, oh, sorry. 他说
当然呢，就是我们每个人都是就是普通人都是觉得这个身体是我嘛，除非你感官认知有就是残障也认知不到，不然的话你肚子饿了你就是需要去吃东西。他说就是只要你不是特别就是特别想多吃这个东西，或者特别注重这个吃的东西，对就好了。对，
所以你抓不到执着嘛，他根本就没有抓到我的意思嘛。我说你认为身体是我是执着，可是他想说你不要吃它太饱，我们有没有交集？没有。
So he said that we're on the different page now. We're not on the same page right now. So he's emphasizing that the true meaning of attachment is to attach the body as the self, it's not what you meant by, you know, don't attach to food, don't attach to pretty cars. So don't make the erroneous view of taking the body as the self. That is called attachment. That's what he's trying to tell you.
没有吗？没有了哈。
那法师的意思就是说，我们经常都在人手之间。
是人手啊，先不要讲人手。人手是一个，人手先，你先认为啊，或者说你人手，只有你就会认为被你感知的影像、声音会认为我，因为人手的关系。因为譬如说你现在看到我，你是用佛性的，是不是用，不是用那个，你用佛性看到我，听到我的声音的时候，这时候既是，我们现在用反过来哦，佛性的感觉，既是空性也是无印，既是空性也是无印，那时候没有能所。而第二念刚刚这一个你看到的东西已经消失以后，就变成你所看到的。那第二念变成能看到了，那就会觉得外面有一个什么，有一个色相，一个声相是被我看到，其实那已经消失了。那你会觉得它还存在，那你会觉得那是人。等于是你以消失的活性当成我，当成你。这里面是没有这种东西的。消失了啊，根本没有，根本就消失了。你不知道它消失了，不是执着了。你认为它没有消失，你不知道它消失了，所以才会呢。
So this person asked about duality, subject and object, and 法师 tried to explain. So first thought, everything is Buddha nature, and also everything is sunyate, and.When first thought, everything is Buddha nature, sunyate is the five skanda. And then when you have the second thought, you still have the Buddha nature. And then you generate this, object that you see. The first thought, let me start again. When you have the second thought, the first thought has already disappeared.So the first thought became the object, and the second thought becomes the subject. That's how duality was created. And your first thought has already disappeared, but you mistaken that it still existed. So then you generate the subject and object, and then that's how self and others are created. So the first thoughtis the Buddha nature that's already disappeared. But because we think it still existed, so we take that as the object. And then your second thought, which still has the ability to perceive, and then you take that as the subject. And that's how duality is created. But the first thought is already disappeared. So that's the attachment comes from.
所以说比如说我想到张三，对不对啊？张三的，不管是张三的影像还是张三的语言都没关系，在那里面你没有办法分别说 那是心外心内没有。那第二念我很痛恨的时候，那个张三基本上是你自己想出来的，你自己糊出来的，是你的佛性，是你的空性。第二念你痛恨他的时候，那个张三那个影像已经消失了，不管你认为是外面的还是你，不管怎么样，他已经消失了，你觉得他还在，所以你才能够第二念去痛恨他嘛，对不对？那他根本就不在了，所以他里面根本就没有人，有没有人？没有人像嘛，哪里有那个消失的？那第二念打不到他，但是我们利用什么？利用这个什么显火轮，就是已经消失的东西，其实它还存在，所以变成你就可以什么，就是什么，就是自导自演。
那这个直球就直接说。
So for example, you see a person, this so and so, and then the first thought when you see the person is just, it's just an image. And you can't really dislike or like in your first thought. It's only generated, on the second thought. So first thought is only the form of the person. And then the second thought you generate, oh, I don't like him or I like him. But when you have the second thought,The first thought has already disappeared. The person no longer exists. The form is gone. But it's only because we thought it still existed. It's like the circle when you make a circle using flashlight. And the circle never is not existent. And then that's how, and then you continue thinking, you know, the person's there. I don't like him. And then you continue to self-direct and self-acting.
所以这里面有几个错误哦，禅宗叫做什么？叫做张空什么？劫后张空，就是小偷跑掉了，你才在看见人嘛。就是刚刚那个已经消失了，你才在什么？你用第二念去射已经消失的小偷，就等于你用第二念去射什么？已经消失的前念，他们叫劫后张空啊。
So we have this Chinese phrase that to describe, you actually try to shoot an arrow to the thief after the thief is gone. So the thief is not there, but then you try to shoot at him. And so exactly what we do, the second thought, trying to, you know, contact the first thought. The first thought is like the thief that's already gone, but we try to use our second thought to...contact the first thought. We want to say, oh, I like this person or I don't like this person. The person is your first thought that's gone.
所以你看哦，比如说你呼出张三，张三是你，你第二念一定是从刚刚那一念变成第二念嘛。那第二念讨厌他或喜欢他，根本就是讨厌不到，喜欢不到。还有刚刚那一念张三也是你，所以全部都是你。你喜欢不到，但是你讨厌不到，可是你认为他还在，因为什么显火轮的关系，所以我们众生就因为这样子，所以这个什么就是能守生灭，生灭，生灭，可以敬未来际，因为你认为他没有消失。
So the person, let's say you, let's just take the example again. You see this person, and then you don't like him, and When you have the, when you see this person, you forgot that this person is yours. This form that you perceive belongs to you. It's not a real person. This is a form. And then that's your first thought. You perceive the image. And then your second thought is, oh, I don't like him. But then when you generate this dislike or like this thought, the first thought of the form has already disappeared.So you can't really dislike or like the person because that's your previous thought. And you also, you forgot that this thought also belongs to you. All is yours. That's also the analogy of the circle created by the flashlight. And so we continue generate these arising and perishing thoughts. And we can continue that to, you know, into the future for eons of lifetime.
所以这个还是要厘清哦。
法师哈，关于那个录像我非常清楚，就是说这个看到像其实是我佛性的，这已经结束了，然后呢我又把它当真，我又自己调出记忆来。那比如说我跟周师兄今天我狠狠打他一下，你劝我，那么我能明白，就是说是佛性打佛性，是吧？那我对于周师兄来讲，他怎么解释的？他今天说这明明是他，是吧？我打了他，我们该怎么样劝这两个人？
So I'm a little bit unclear about the recording that you're talking about. So I come here, I have my memories and I make recordings and they're stored in my memory. Okay. And then let's say, for example, right now I hit this person in front of me, and then I can tell him, you know, 法师 say, I'm, you know, it's Buddha nature hitting Buddha nature. But for this person in front of me, he got hit. And how should you, you know, resolve, and tell those two people?
好，我先从禅师的角度，我也是揣测啦，但应该不会差太多。当我打他的时候，这个打都是我。接下来讲，这个都是他，没有能打所打。禅师是这样子的，但是我们一般人不是这样子。
So let me tell you, from the perspective of Chan masters, I'm not saying I'm Chan master, but I'm not too far off of their understanding. So, for example, when I hit this person next to me, for the Chan master, both the person doing the hitting and the one that got hit, all is the Chan master. And if the Chan master got hit by someone, the person that hit him and the person that got hit, same.That's all Chan Master.
那我们再用个比喻哈，我打到他的时候，其实你以为打到他，其实是我的拳头一公分、两公分、三公分、四公分、五公分、六公分、七公分，到最后连住了。这连住了，算是一张图片。这里面把几百个，如果我们一般来说，几百个生命。但是你一开始要觉得是什么？比如这样的话，这两张是不是我的图像？这样是我的图像。那第一张一公分打过去的时候，一定要消失才能成第二张。每一张都是我的图片。但是你在这当中，你已经分其中这个里面的影像里面，你分有一个我，也是人，那就是凡夫的嘛。你还要欠他什么？你欠他好像就是两个一同做梦了。
So let me give you an analogy. If, when I hit the person next to me, what actually happens is that this fist goes 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter and another centimeter. It's like if you take a picture, take 100 pictures of this action, and then you display those 100 pictures. Each of them is a picture, and those are, used to describe the arising and perishing of the image of what's happening. And then all pictures, all of these are mine. And then also, but each image is mine. But then within one image, you already distinguish this is me and that's him.
好，那再讲无我的道理哈，顺便讲一下无我的道理哈，并没有一个我达到他。之前我们不是讲吗？我从 A 走到 B， 有没有？有没有？是我一直讲了哈，不，就是讲的已经是不太想讲了，不得不讲啊。现在是打，打也是一样，对不对？你会觉得有一个我从这边打过去，对不对？假如我就来打他，对不对？你把他用照相机来啊，第一张是这样，有吗？第一张是这样的，里面第一张图片里面有什么？有两个摄像，我手伸一公分，第二张什么？两公分，第三张三公分，对不对？你把它摊开，也是90张不动独立的照片，对不对？那你把它剥开， 有没有觉得一个人怎么打过去的？你就觉得一个主体打过去的，其实没有，无我就讲没有一个我打过去。但是这些现象有没有？有。
So I'll talk about the concept of no self. So in fact, there's really not a self that's that hit the other person. These are two forms. And I gave this example many times. So I walk from point A to point B, and then you take 90 pictures, and then those pictures of me walking from point A to point B are, when you display them, they are not moving, independent pictures, frames. And similarly here, I move my fist 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter, and then eventually I hit him. If you take 100 pictures, each picture is not a moving picture, and it's independent. Independent, and then it's not moving, and there's no single entity that moves from point A to point B. But we thought that, you know, there's a person walking from point A to point B, and we thought there's a person that hit the other person.
同样重复了，因为我们之前是用讲的嘛，现在同样的再从能知的心佛性好了，跟被感知的现象，对不对？在这个打的过程当中，这个叫动向，对不对？那这个动向以外叫做镜像，对不对？我在打他的时候，桌子、地板，其他的背景都是镜像，对不对？动向打过去，然后我同时感知到动向，也感知到镜像，另外还有一个什么感知的心性，对不对？那是应该以感知的心性为我，还是以被感知的动向为我？
So, and every moment there are the mind that is able to aware, and there's also phenomena that are being aware of. And so, for example, I hit this person. At that moment, there are three things that exist. First is the moving forms. There's this form of person moving. And then there is the form of stillness, which are the objects of tables, the room, the chairs, those are not moving. And then there's the third thing, which is the mind that can aware all of this. So which of the three are you going to take as the self? Are you going to take the moving form as yourself, or you're going to take the mind that has the ability to be aware of all?
好，那我们再用那个南传的啊。也不是南城，是根本佛教啊。我打人叫做造业，对不对？没有造业的人，有打人的现象，对不对？我们的造业嘛，啊，他被打叫做受报哦，有受报的什么？有受报的现象，没有受报者。这里面全部都是什么？都是佛性。我的佛性感知。打人跟被打都是我的现象，对不对？那他的佛性也是感知到打人跟被打，然后你的佛性跟我的佛性没办法切割，所以分不清楚谁被打谁打人。
So in this case,There is the, you think there's someone got hit and there's someone who hit someone. That there's the hitter and then the one that hit. But then for enlightened beings, there are all these phenomena of a person got, phenomena of a form got hit and a form that was hitting someone. But then, and then from my perspective, this form, when I got hit, it is called the phenomenon of, you know, receiving a retribution. But that's just a phenomenon. But in fact, all of it is Buddha nature. So for enlightened beings, there's no such thing as a person hitting or someone got hit. It's only because we separate the self and the others. And that's why you feel
that's the self. There's a person got hit and there's a person hitting, but all of it is just a phenomenon.
另外，这个解释怎么？有打来打去，可是对活性来讲，有没有打来打去？没有，就像镜子，对不对？镜子有打来打去的现象，可是镜子本身什么都没有发生。
So you think, you know, for us, there's this, you know, they hit each other, but then from the perspective of Buddha nature, nothing, you know, actually happened. Because if you think of Buddha nature as a mirror, inside of a mirror, there are these phenomena, you know, of two forms hitting each other. But in terms of the mirror, nothing happened. The mirror didn't hit anyone.
所以在讲你看啊，佛陀在看到就是什么释迦族什么，就是琉璃族灭释迦族的，他还是有什么去劝嘛，可他们是非常的平静，因为什么杀过来杀过去的现象有，可是从佛性来讲什么都没发生，但是又没有妨害这些现象的什么的功能。
So, for example, in Buddha's time, there is this tribe trying to wipe out the other tribe. So you probably heard the story. And in terms of the Buddha, he did try to make peace and talk to.Both of the tribes. But then he was in a very calm and equanimity state because to the Buddha, the phenomena of them killing each other do exist. However, in terms of the Buddha nature, there's no such thing as there's no killing happening.
所以说再拉到我们的记忆有没有你记在浮出来是不是你有被人什么冤枉这些记是不是都有但是什么全部都是我活性的东西有没有那你可能冤枉是一个有时候你就是什么被爸爸妈妈责骂这些现象记都有但是你假设解读哦，你记忆里面的爸爸是爸爸，那是我，那你就会什么？你就会产生痛恨，就是即使痛恨也没什么关系，痛恨还是什么？还是碰不到的。你要记住哈、哦，就是这里面你任何一个什么一个当下的一个动作或一个行为。一定是碰不到前面，一定是产生当下行为，前面的那一个记忆已经消失了。但是我们以为我可以痛恨到，所以每个当下你就是你痛恨到谁，基本上是痛恨到自己。第二个也痛恨不到，但是我们凡夫厉害，痛恨得到，而且是别人。
So whenever your memories appear again, so within your memory, maybe things happened to you, you were framed and people scolded you and parents scolded you and all that. You don't remember that whatever in your memory is yours. Similarly, whatever happens here is all Buddha nature. And so, but if you take...The father, let's say your father scolded you and you think about your father, and then the memory, father in the memory, if you really take that as your father, and then you generate this hate feeling or you hold a grudge towards this memory, that's okay too, because what's actually happening is that your second thought can never touch the first thought. So whenever you generate thisanger thought, you can really not be angry at the first thought, which is the image inside your mind. But we thought, we mistaken that this could happen, or we can actually hate someone
we can actually hate our memory. But you, the most you can say is that you're hating yourself because you're hating your memory. But then even that is a mistake, because whenever you try to hate your first thought, the first thought has already disappeared.
所以，就这几个原则，那等于是这一个谢新民就要讲这个部分啊，一个讲那一个你的佛性，那一个你佛性产生的种种功能，那在这个当中，就凡夫产生的功能跟佛菩萨产生的功能，一个是凡夫界的我跟你讲话，佛菩萨不是，讲话就是我，没有我跟你讲话，但是的确我是跟你讲话。
So the this is what this faith in mind inscription is trying to tell us. The Buddha nature produces all kinds of function, and same thing that you know Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they use this Buddha nature just like ordinary beings. But the differences between ordinary beings and the Buddha and Bodhisattvas are that when we talk to someone, we feel that I am talking to you. But for Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all of them is all. If I talk to you, you are me and I am me. So everything is me.
所以这边我们可以讲说，譬如说，它这里面在讲的一个叫前有末有啊。前有末有，那自动归止啊。前有，前有末有，看看在哪里？啊，这边哈，这边很亮啊，这是过大吗？前有没有，这是信心名，就是除了讲解我们的佛性，还有我们透佛性所呈现的种种世界，然后因为众生已经变成凡夫了嘛，其实不是变成凡夫了，是操作错误啊。那现在想要把你从凡夫的操作变成觉悟的操作，那这里面就有一些错误啊。前有没有，从空被空。
So, the faith in mind inscription is trying to tell us the mistakes that we make. So first, Buddha nature, there's just Buddha nature. And then we created the world. And then sentient beings are created, ordinary beings. But in fact, we are the same. We cannot say we're ordinary beings, because the mistake we make is just to operate the Buddha nature in such a erroneous way. And then that's why we're called the sentient beings. And the inscription is trying to tell us all the mistakes that we would make.
这是要打坐，打坐的人可能就会知道，在打坐的时候有妄念来，是不是想要把它什么去除掉，有没有想要把它去除掉或是逃离掉啊？那前有，就是这个有代表妄念啊，你想要把它去除掉，那要进入没有妄念。这里面马上我刚才讲的说，当有妄念出来，它已经消失了，你才能够产生第二念的什么，要去除它嘛。但是对我们来讲，我们不觉得它消失，我们一直在用，我们叫什么劫后张弓，已经跑掉了，你一直在射杀，但是我们不知道。
So here it says, banish existence and you fall into existence. Follow emptiness and you turn your back on it. So what it means is, when we meditate, we can use meditation experience. When you have wandering thoughts, you try to dispel and get rid of your wandering thoughts. But that is an erroneous view, because when your wandering thought appear,
and you second thought, you try to dispel it, your first thought, which is your wandering thought, it's already disappeared. You can never dispel your wandering thoughts. But we are unaware that, you know, the first thought has already disappeared. And we kept doing this. We keep shooting arrows to, you know, after the thief has left the room. But we're not aware of it.
这里面我想应该打坐的人应该如果没有讲的话可能还在努力的什么用方法来什么去打死那个什么已经跑掉了敌人啊已经跑掉的那个妄念是不是而且应该很多人都还在努力啊敬畏了去一直努力啊
So if I don't tell you this, then many of you who meditate probably continue to, you know, use this wrong method. You're trying to, when you meditate, you use your method to kill or dispel, all the wandering thoughts, which are already disappeared.
这里面，可能要解释一下啊，当你一个妄念起来，可能比较容易知道说，起来消失，不用打了，对不对？哎，比如说你起来妄念，哇，一串，你就不会觉得它消失了。其实，你要记住啊，只要被你看到的，都已经消失了。
So, when you are in the meditating, and then maybe if you only have few wandering thoughts, you have one wandering thought, and you can see it arise, you can see it disappear, then you probably understand what I say that.You know, your wandering thought is already disappeared. But if you have many, many wandering thoughts, one after another, one after another, they keep on going, then you're not able to see that they are disappeared. But just remember, whatever you see, the moment you see it, it's already disappeared.
所以这个它里面讲就是说，一个是你不能什么知道无然，你不能什么，要是取跟舍，因为取不到，舍不到。
So here it says it's not hard to cultivate the supreme way, only if you don't pick and choose. And why does he say that? It's because you can never really pick it or pick that thing or choose this thing because it's already disappeared.
所以你每一次啊。比如说任何东西起来那你现在在产生一个念头那永远是什么是一个新的念头譬如说我产生一个我要什么我要把刚刚那个妄念打消你不过是产生一个我要把刚刚那个妄念打消碰不到然后你只不过是产生一个新的什么妄念
So, for example, you have a wandering thought, and it arises. And then the second thought, you think, I want to, you know, get rid of this first wandering thought. And then just remember, you can never get rid of the first wandering thought or dispel it because it's already gone. What you did was you generated a new thought, which is, I'm going to dispel the wandering thought. So, whatever, you know, it's appeared when you generate the second thought, the first one is already disappeared. And then the second thought is actually a new thought that might contain, you know, a different idea. I want to get rid of the first thought, but in fact, it's a new thought.
所以他这边里面啊，你看，开悟者跟我们的一般人的差别在哪里呢？你呼吸一个念头你是要打那个什么打那已经消失的前念然后开悟者是什么我选择一个要打前念都可以完全一样可是我是产生一个要打前念但是我知道我是产生一个新念头内容是我要打前念但是我们产生个人一个妄念要打前念你是要准备打的那人家是产生一个什么 新的东西，他选择，但是他们也要打，因为打不到。有没有差别？有没有知道那个差别在哪里？你们可能还是搞不懂啊。
So, when ordinary beings, when we think, we have first thought, wandering thought, and then second thought, we think, okay, I want to dispel my wandering thought, and then we are unaware that, you know, the first thought is already disappeared. For enlightened beings, so if they have a wandering thought as the first thought and the second thought, they can still choose to think, I want to dispel the wandering thought. But they know, they make this choice that, you know, it's a new thought. The new thought is, I want to dispel my previous thought. But they know clearly, they are aware that this is a second thought. And then they know that they can never really dispel the first thought. They choose to generate a new thought, and they're aware of it. For us, we don't know. We really think, oh, I want to dispel my first wandering thought.
所以禅宗有一些祖师啊，很好玩啊。譬如说，这个禅宗祖师说，什么叫祖师西来意啊？那你随便做一个啊，说。就无或是空，对不对？只有祖师会讲说，你的是错误的啊。假如你像说无啊，那那禅师会讲说你是错误的。叫你换过来，你说问那祖师是谁来意？你显示给我看。结果祖师讲说无。结果你说奇怪，我们两个都回答一样，为什么你对我错？
So it's very interesting when people interacted with the Chan patriarchs, and someone asked the master, why did the patriarch come here from the West? And so the person asked, what is the meaning of the patriarch coming here, and the person tried to answer, and he said, I guess it's because, you know, emptiness, 无. And then the Chan master replied, no, you're wrong, this is a mistake. And then the person said, okay, if I'm wrong, Chan master, can you tell me why the patriarch came here from the West? And the Chan master gave exactly the same answer. Emptiness. And then, so you don't understand, how come when you say wu, when the Chan master says wu, it's right. When I say wu, then I'm wrong. Why is that?
这就是什么？你是什么？你的回应是回应刚刚，有没有？你是回应刚刚那个问题，人家不是。人家刚刚那个问题，其实就是什么？就是祖师的佛性。那我第二个我在用佛性产生一个无，就无等于说我用佛性产生一个无的波浪，对不对？用无的波浪来显现我的海水的佛性，可是你是用波浪去回应刚刚那个波浪，这样的差别。我你看说奇怪，为什么我讲的错，你讲的对，这个很不合理啊。
So why is it that when I say 无 then I'm wrong, and then when the patriarch said wu, then he's right. It's because when I say wu, that means I'm trying to answer your question. I'm trying to reply to my first thought, which already disappeared. And of course, that's wrong. When the Chan master is, you know, answering, saying wu, he is not trying to contact the first thought. He generated, and he's aware of it, that he generated a new thought, a new wave using his Buddha nature. And this new wave is called Wu. And he knows that this is a new thought. But then we don't know. We just try to really answer the previous question.
好，那我们要急，我们现在因为书讲的长话多，禅果智有没有佛性，有没有？我就举这个例子啊，这是解释的哦。应该解释以后，你就知道你到底问题在哪里，对。 国子有没有佛性是是有人问赵州和尚啊，国子有没有佛性嘛？赵州讲说无，对不对？那我们就会参啊，什么叫做无？什么叫做无？对不对？这是我们受教的方法。那我现在从义理来解释啊。
So, I'll give you this, 公案when you investigate 话头, there is this 话头 called who, does the dog have Buddha nature? And Master Zhao Zhou says, 无 means, you know, 无 means 无. And, I don't want to explain. 无 and, none. Okay. And then we guess, okay, well, what is 无? What is 无? And let me explain it first from understanding.
我还是要讲啊，因为西方人说中国人参无哈、哦、比较有着力点，因为西方人不知道无是什么意思，因为无在中文叫做没有，对不对？可西方人这个无到底是什么意思，他们也想要了解一下到底是什么意思，很会占一点方便啊。
So we feel that you know the Chinese speakers when they use this 话头 what is 物 and they seem to be able to really you know apply the method and the English speakers would say oh we want to understand what 物 means we don't really know maybe if we know the meaning we could really apply the method
那我现在针对这一个来啊，当一个问果子有没有佛性请问他是要问这一个问题呢还是要问佛性
So let me ask you, when someone says, does the dog have Buddha nature? Is he really, trying to ask the question or he's asking about Buddha nature?
通常我们会针对这一个内容去找有啊，狗明明有佛性啊，那为什么讲无啊，对不对？
Normally, when we hear, the question, we pay attention to the content, and then we try to guess, why does he say that? What does wu mean? And we make things based on the content.
和祖师基本上你在问这个问题的时候，请问果子有没有佛性？问的人是用什么东西来问这句话？
So,But for Chan Master, when someone is asking, does the dog have Buddha nature? The person is asking. And let me ask you, when this person is asking, what does he use, to ask this question?
我想应该，他听过了嘛。他重点不是要什么，要禅师回复他有跟无，因为这个早就他都知道果子也有佛性嘛，对不对？那他问这个果子有佛性，有没有佛性？其实你看到你自己的佛性，你就看到果子有没有佛性，因为这佛性是一样的。所以重点他是要什么？借这句话来看到自己的佛性在哪里。
So when the person is asking, does the dog have Buddha nature?He's not really asking the Chan Master to say yes or no, because everybody knows that, you know, dog has Buddha nature. And he's trying to ask, where is the Buddha nature? And then your Buddha nature and the dog's Buddha nature is the same Buddha nature. And he's trying to ask the Chan Master, so what is Buddha nature? Where is Buddha nature?
所以比较合理的就是说我问禅师果子有没有佛性禅师讲有跟没有其实已经不是重要的问题而是禅师能够让我什么体验到佛性才是这句话的真正的意思对不对
So when I ask the Chan Master, does the dog have Buddha nature? It's not important for him to say yes or no. That doesn't matter. It's what really, what the person was trying to do is to, allow the Chan Master to help him so that he can actually experience, the Buddha nature.
好，那重点我问这个问题，就是你禅师把我的佛性 不只是指出来让我体验啊。那当禅师就什么，就用他当下的经验来，不是回答哦，就是他基本上他自己也什么，借着语言来显现他的佛性，那同时也借着语言把你的什么，把你抓波浪，把你弄掉，然后让你显现佛性，就是借着语言把你的什么，我们叫意识流把你斩断，让你的那个什么，让你的佛事显现。基本上照说在回答这个问题，应该有两种功能，一个是什么？我借着无是不是佛性所产生的一个穿的一个衣服，是吗？就是无既是波浪也是海水，那另外一个就是他去斩断，或说应该是斩断问的人，因为问的人基本上是什么？是有能手的嘛，他借着东西斩断你的能手，让你的佛性显现。
So, when the Zhao Zhou master is answering the question, he's not just pointing out what Buddha nature is. He's enabling the person who asked the question to really experience Buddha nature himself. So through the use of language, the Zhao Zhou Chan master, he uses language to actually display his Buddha nature. And then he also, through this function, he wants to cut off all the habitual tendency of the person who, the person who asked the question. The person is not enlightened, so he's used to grabbing the waves. So the Chan master is trying to make him aware of that and then reveal his Buddha nature. So what the Zhao Zhou master is really doing, there are two things he's doing. So through answering Wu, so he's pointing out the Buddha nature. And at the same time, the Buddha nature is showing the wave of the language Wu. So at the same time, the ocean is the wave. And the second point is when he says Wu, he cut off the consciousness string of the person who's asking the question, and he's cut off subject and object and duality of the other person.
那这边有个哈，我们这边讲这边有个什么咬人狮子啊，看得到吗？咬人狮子那个是寒炉竹筷寒炉哈，咬人狮子就是什么？一出手就让人家什么，让人家死掉。那寒炉就是狗啊，你狗用棍子打它，它是咬你的喉咙，还是咬那棍子？咬棍子啊。
So here it says the lion that bites people, and that means the Chan master when they try to teach, they actually, when they perform their function, they will cut off, you know, the most basic and erroneous view. And the other one is when you get rid of a dog using a stick, trying to hit the dog would bite on the stick.
也就是说禅师啊，就一出手就在这些现象当中看到佛心，有时候叫什么鹅王什么吃什么，就吃水中的什么弩，有没有？有一种鹅王，有没有在水里面跟弩，他可以把弩拉出来，把水放掉，有没有？有没有听过师父讲这个鹅王折弩？就印度有一种鹅哈，它在水中里面是有弩的，可它一吸就把弩吸起来，把水放出去。有吗？鹅王，鹅鸭鸭子鹅啊，啊鹿子嘛，那就相当于就是他就在现象当中，他们一出手就看到什么，就看到海水， 但是我们这一个一般人是什么？就波用第一个波浪去抓第二个波浪，用第二个波浪去抓已经消失的波浪，叫做什么？叫寒露出快。
So, when the chant master, you know, when they perform their function, so they use the analogy here, a lion biting a person. So when a lion bites a person, immediately the person dead. No question. So when the chant master performs his, you know, act, that's saying that he is very precise and he can see it. The most, you know, fundamental thing. And then he can, amidst all the phenomena, all the things that's happening, all the forms that's happening, he can directly point out the ocean, which is the Buddha nature. And the other analogy, when you hit a dog with a stick, the dog bites on the stick. And that's describing sentient beings. So like us, when we're supposed to, you know, when someone is hitting the dog with a stick, the dog should bite the person, not the stick. And we're like the dog, we chase after waves and waves. We don't see the ocean.
对，所以我们在唱话头，你有懂这个道理，你就是透过话头，又在你所感知的各种现象，还包括你的言象当中，要去把那个能产生什么？产生语言相，能够辨知语言相，能够辨知各种什么感觉的那个佛性找出来，所以你就透过无这一个，要去找那个什么，就是源头产生佛性，不是产生妄想，产生各种感觉，然后辨别各种感觉，辨别各种想法的那个源头，那就是佛性找出来。所以你必须要一直参，你知道跑出来通通是什么？是波浪。那我要在波浪当中把那个什么海水这个佛性找出来。所以你要一直什么反问，什么东西跑出来都是什么？都是已经消失的东西，就因为是跑出来就等于像打棍，你拿一个棍子打，你不要去再去咬那一只棍子。我们通常会是什么？就是用去咬棍子，对不对？那你就寒炉哈，就是果了哈。
So when we investigate 话头 ，so we use 话头 ，what is wu, which is the language to actually try to find Buddha nature, and so what we really do is through all kinds of phenomena, all different forms, we try to find out.What is it that is able to produce all the phenomena? And what is it that is able to identify and discern all these phenomena? All, what is the source of phenomena? And through investigating wu, and what can produce all of these? So we keep asking and investigating, and through all the waves, all these phenomena, you try to find the ocean.So whatever appears, it's a wave, and it's already disappeared. And that is like the stick hitting on the dog. You don't bite on the stick. Whatever appears, we just go back to the 话头 and keep investigating. If you bite on the stick, that means you're chasing after the waves, and you're no longer, you're not on your method.
啊，那个代言词。只要有你被你感知的现象，不管是妄想感觉也好，或是什么东西都没有，我们叫虚空也好，你的那个 duality， 你那个能所是还没有破的，所以到最后一关一定要什么，连能知的心、所知的虚空还要什么，也要破掉，因为还有能所，所以叫打破虚空，笑满腮。玲珑什么宝藏玲珑豁然开，就你的佛性叫宝藏玲珑豁然开，有没有？
So the just remember this when you investigate, chant, whatever appears, it could be your thought, your feelings, sensation, all of these are aware, and even empty space when you feel nothing,
and that's still being aware by you. All of these needs to be broke through, because even at the state when there's nothing and just space, there's still duality. Only to the point of there's no subject and object, then that means there's no duality, and then even the empty space is shattered. And that's what they said, shattering the empty space and the real treasure is revealed.
所以就是讲这些就是什么那个理什么先清楚那你的错误在哪里，那接下来你要根据这个理什么我们叫做什么回归，我们叫还文什么文字性，直到你的那个能所双亡佛性显现。
So first, you have to understand what we're talking about, understand the concept. And then you try to see in your daily life what kind of mistakes you're making. And then go to retreats or investigate a chant and keep asking and then asking the self nature of mind until all duality has dissolved and the true nature of mind is revealed.
好，今天讲得很辛苦，你们听了大概很辛苦吗？阿弥陀佛。
Today we have a very hard lecture, very profound meaning. 阿弥陀佛。